Welcome and thank you for joining us for this service at Plymouth Presbyterian Church in St. Helens, Oregon. This is from the August 17th, 2025 service at Plymouth, the 10th Sunday after Pentecost. The sermon will be delivered by Pastor Peter Blank.
Give ear, O Shepherd of Israel, you who lead Joseph like a flock.
Stir up your mind and come to save us.
You brought a vine out of Egypt. You drove out the nations and planted it.
You cleared the ground for it. It took deep root and filled the land.
The mountains were covered with its shade, the mighty cedars with its branches.
It sent out its branches.
Turn again, O God of hosts, look down from heaven and see.
Restore us, O Lord God of hosts, and let your face shine, that we may be saved.
Next is the hymn, To God Be the Glory. Next is the hymn, There Is a Redeemer.
Thank you.
from Psalm 80, verses 1 and 2, and 8 through 19. Give ear, O shepherd of Israel, you who lead Joseph like a flock, you who are enthroned upon the cherubim, shine forth before Ephraim and Benjamin and Manasseh. Stir up your might and come to save us. You brought a vine out of Egypt. You drove out the nations and planted it. You cleared the ground for it. It took deep root and filled the land. The mountains were covered with its shade, the mighty cedars with its branches. It sent out its branches to the sea and its shoots to the river. Why then have you broken down its walls, so that all who pass along the way pluck its fruit? The boar from the forest ravages it, and all that move in the field feed on it. Turn again, O God of hosts, look down from heaven and see. Have regard for this vine, the stock that your right hand planted. It has been burned with fire. It has been cut down. May they perish at the rebuke of your countenance. But let your hand be upon the one at your right hand, the one whom you made strong for yourself. Then we will never turn back from you. Give us life, and we will call on your name. Restore us, O God of hosts. Let your face shine, that we may be saved. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks
be to God.
Thank you.
That song, In Jesus' Name, leads us to our New Testament reading from the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verses 29 through 12, chapter 12, verse 2. By faith, the people passed through the Red Sea as if they were on dry land. When the Egyptians attempted to do so, they were drowned. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell after they'd been encircled for 7 days. By faith, Rahab, the prostitute, did not perish with those who were disobedient, because she had received the spies in peace. And what more shall I say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, of David and Samuel and the prophets, who through faith conquered kingdoms, administered justice, obtained promises, shut the mouths of lions, quenched the power of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, were made strong out of weakness, became mighty in war, put foreign armies to flight. Women received their dead by resurrection. Others were tortured, refusing to accept release in order to obtain a better resurrection. Others suffered mocking and flogging and even chains and imprisonment. They were stoned to death. They were sawn in two. They were killed by the sword. They went about in skins of sheep and goats, destitute and persecuted, tormented. Of whom this world is not worthy. They wandered in deserts and mountains and in caves and holes in the ground. Yet all these, though they were commended for their faith, did not receive what was promised them, since God had provided something better, so that they would not, apart from us, be made perfect. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight, the sin that easily distracts, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith, who for the sake of the joy that was set before him endured the cross, disregarding its shame, and has taken his seat at the right hand of the throne of God. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Run with endurance. The imagery that is conjured for us is that it is a race. And the writer of Hebrews paints a very breathtaking picture. God's people passing through the Red Sea, marching around the walls of Jericho, toppling kingdoms, enduring persecution and keeping faith, even when they never saw the promises they clung to fulfilled. And then comes the call to us. Since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin that clings so closely. Let us run the race with endurance, the race that is set before us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. The Christian life, my friends, is not simply a stroll in the park at all. It is a race, not a sprint, but a marathon, a long distance race. And the only way to finish this race is with endurance. Hebrews 11 gives us a roll call of heroes. They're not perfect people. They're not flawless saints. No, but ordinary men and women who kept running. By faith, Moses led the people through the Red Sea. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell. By faith, women received their dead raised to life again. By faith, others endured chains, torture, and yes, even death. The point is that they didn't quit. They didn't stop running when the race grew hard. Their witness now surrounds us, urging us to keep going. Well, why do we need witnesses? Why do we need these on the sidelines cheering us while we are still in the race? We need witnesses because running is hard. Fatigue sets in. Doubts creep in. Our culture whispers, slow down. Quit. It's not worth it. And that's why Hebrews tells us to remember the witnesses, to hear their voices saying to us, we endured, you can too. I think of Reinhold Schmidt. He was a pastor in communist East Germany. When all the others had fled, he stayed. For 35 years, he and his wife, Ingeborg, served faithfully under the pressure and persecution in East Germany. He never surrendered. And at his funeral when he died, hundreds came to honor this quiet soldier of Christ. His life still says to me, keep running with endurance. Not all witnesses are famous. Some of the parents who work two jobs to raise a family. Some of the witnesses are the grandparents who keep praying when no one else does. Some witnesses are neighbors or teachers whose steady love makes Christ visible day in, day out. Saints are, as one child once said, they're people that light shines through. We need such witnesses. And so we fix our eyes on Jesus, because the greatest witness is not in the stands, but is on the track with us. We are told in Hebrews to fix our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and the perfecter of our faith. Jesus has run this race before us. He endured opposition, betrayal, and even the cross itself. Like the song said, it is mercy coming down through nailed, scarred hands. He didn't quit. And because he finished, we too can keep going. The witnesses cheer us on, but it is Jesus who runs on with us. His endurance, yes, is our strength. Here in Oregon, we remember the long-distance runner, Steve Prefontaine. We knew him as Pre. He never won Olympic gold, but in his running, he left a legacy because of the way he ran. Prefontaine said, to give anything less than your best is here to sacrifice the gift. He didn't believe in coasting. He didn't believe in saving energy for the final lap. He ran the race flat out, stretching himself and everyone else around him. He ran with grit, courage, and most of all, endurance. Young runners still look to his example of strength. My older brother Ted held Pre as his long-distance running example to this day. That's the image Hebrew gives us. Don't coast. Don't hold back. Give it all. Give it all because Christ has already run ahead of you and me. And his victory is sure. And in his victory, we share the victory. It is a call to us. And so let me ask, who are your witnesses? Who are the people whose endurance helps keep you running? And just as important, who might be watching you? Maybe it's someone like your child, your friend, grandchild, your coworker. They may be looking to you to see how faith runs in this life. And remember, you don't have to be perfect. You don't have to be famous. No, You just have to keep running. Keep trusting, keep forgiving, and keep showing Christ's love. So run with endurance. The race is long. The hills are steep. We are not alone. Like the verse says, therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight, every sin that distracts us, and let us run with endurance the race set before us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. So here's an endurance checklist. Lay aside what weighs us down. What's slowing me down in my walk with Christ? It could be unhealthy habits. It could be resentments, or simply just being too busy. Endurance comes by shedding the unnecessary weights that sap our energy. For practice, name one weight this week that you will set aside to focus more fully on Christ. So that's laying aside what weighs us down. Remember the witnesses. Keep a cloud of witnesses close. These can be biblical figures that you and I read about, dream about. It could be contemporary saints that you know. Practice this. Make a short list of maybe 3 or 5 people whose faith inspires you. When you're weary, recall their stories and let their example encourage you when the hill gets too steep, when the run gets too hard. Remember the witnesses. Fix your eyes on Jesus daily. Faith endurance doesn't come by willpower alone. It comes by continually recentering on Jesus. Practice it in this way. Begin each day by reading one gospel story of Jesus. And after you've read that story, end with this prayer. Lord, keep my eyes on you. Fix your eyes on Jesus daily. Run with others, not alone. Races are easier with teammates. Faith endures in community. Practice it this way. Commit to a small group, a prayer partner, a Bible study, or even choose one person to encourage in their faith this week. Run with others, not alone. Embrace small acts of faithfulness. Endurance is not about one heroic act, but about 1,000 of steady steps. Practice it this way. Look for one daily act of faith, an encouraging word, a quiet prayer, a moment of service to another. When you do these things, that keeps you in the race. So embrace the small acts of faithfulness. And finally, 6, remember the finish line. Endurance is fueled by vision. We keep running because we know Christ has already secured the victory. So practice it this way, perhaps. When life feels overwhelming, picture the finish line. And at that finish line, picture Christ with arms open wide. And pray this. Lord, give me the strength to take the next step. My friends, that is our calling. Keep running. Don't quit. Yes, run with endurance. Because Christ has already won the race, and his victory is our strength.
Next is the hymn, Faith of the Martyrs.
Faith of the Martyrs.
prayer that Jesus taught us, saying, Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever.
Next is the hymn, Great is Thy Faithfulness.
People home. Do not be afraid, for the grace of Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit are enough to sustain you, both now and always. Amen.
Amen.